Penguin Random House Audio presents Hum, If You Don't Know the Words, by Bianca Murray. Read for you by Catherine McEwen and Barney Turpin. For Mona, my beloved old duck, and for Eunice, Pu Leng, and Nom Tan Dazo, who taught me that even though human beings can be segregated, their hearts cannot, because love is colorblind and can walk through walls. Chapter 1. Robin Conrad. 13th of June, 1976. Boksburg, Johannesburg, South Africa. I joined up the last two lines of the hopscotch grid and wrote a big 10 in the top square. It gave me a thrill writing the age I'd be on my next birthday, because everyone knew that once you hit double digits, you weren't a child anymore. The green chalk, borrowed from the scoreboard of my father's dartboard without his knowledge, was so stubby that my fingers scraped against the concrete of the driveway as I put the final touches on my creation. There, it's done. I stood back and studied my handiwork. As usual, I was disappointed that something I'd made hadn't turned out quite as good as I'd imagined. "It's perfect," Kat declared, reading my mind as she always did, and trying to reassure me before I washed the grid off in a fit of self-doubt. I smiled, even though her opinion shouldn't have counted for much. My identical twin sister was easily impressed by everything I did.
"You go first," Kat said.
"Okay."
I pulled the bronze half-cent coin from my...